So hello everyone, welcome back to one more fresh episode of the Fun Indian Guy podcast. And on today's podcast, again, we have some beautiful, amazing guests here from Milano. Say hi to people.
Hi.
People say hi to them. So today's episode is gonna be about the role of community in design or in any creative field. Because these two people on my left here are one of the co-founders of Let's Service Design Drinks Milan. And that's the whole topic of today's podcast. So now I'm gonna ask them to introduce themselves to us and then we can go into our topic. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Marion Pernia. I'm from Venezuela. I've been here in Italy around 7 years. I studied a master's degree in strategic design here, and then I started working for startups, and then I worked for a digital transformation consultancy. We started Service Design Drinks in around 2015, more or less.
Yeah. I was there since the sixth version.
Long time fan.
Yeah.
I am Luca. I'm 32 years old. I was actually born and raised in Milan. I studied materials engineering here at the Politecnico, and then I took a postgraduate course in industrial design, engineering and innovation. I actually met Mariu in our job at the startup, and I am working for a co-working space here in Milan.
Nice.
And we started Service Design Drinks Milan together back in November 2015.
Perfect.
So 4 years already.
4 years.
Yeah. So Service Design Drinks is like in a month or two, every 2 months there is an event, or every month there is an event, and these guys bring amazing speakers, and it's always about some particular topic, which we will talk about more. But in one of those volume of Service Design Drinks, I was present there as a listener or audience.
Yeah.
And then I kept attending, and I also made videos there, which I don't know if you know. Anyway, we're gonna play the intro now, and then we go into the topic of the community and everything around it.
Hi, I'm Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a designer, musician, filmmaker, and a mechanical engineer. I'm from India, and currently I'm chilling around, traveling around, working around, roaming around, having fun around Europe, and this is my podcast.
The Fun Indian Guy Podcast. So we're gonna start now our communication or conversation with the first question for you guys. Tell basically the people, what is Service Design Drinks and what do you do in this?
So Service Design Drinks Milan is a community of service designers here in Milan that started in 2015, and we aimed to create a series of events that that people can bring knowledge, contaminate each other, and also through the meeting or the networking create new opportunities. And we did that, and actually we started talking about design thinking, service design, a little bit more vertical about our themes. And then right now we're experimenting also being vertical, but a little bit talking about some other kind of subjects that are related to service design or design itself. And because it's necessary, design is not only method, and it's not only journeys, it's not everything that we already know. We are dealing with many things, and it's important to talk about branding, it's important to talk about technology, and it's important to trying to teach designers how they should deal with these new kind of hashtags or themes, because they are going to apply them in their everyday life as workers. Yeah.
So how did you start it in the first place? Like, what was the idea behind starting this kind of a movement?
Okay, so basically, I came here in Italy in 2012, and I started studying the master that I was doing that moment. And I was very curious, and I wanted to contaminate my brain with the new knowledge, and I started going to many conferences. Okay, and I went like a couple of times to Berlin, and I discovered the service experience camp and the drinks there, and so on. And that I would say, like, it's amazing that in Milan, you know, being one of the core cities one of the main universities teaching service design, they don't have a community.
Right.
So I was like trying to search for events, trying to search for knowledge here, it was a little bit difficult. So I started talking and chit-chatting with some of my friends mm-hmm. and colleagues and so on, and we started like, okay, we should do something. And after four talks and four meetings with Luca, Claudia and Alessandra, I said, we need to start right now. So we put on a date, we put on a theme, and actually we started. And the aim of that moment actually was to try to bring two perspectives. So mm-hmm. bring the design perspective and bring the cases that people are doing services, but they really are not service designers. Mm-hmm. So we started collaborating with startups and consultancies, mm-hmm. try to bring the two point of view
or bridge
in
them
one
to,
night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, as it usually happens, we were gathering around like in a bar mm-hmm. or around to have some beers, and we said we don't know if there is space for this community in Milan.
Right.
Mariam was just back from Berlin, where she said there were there. Mm. But in Milan, we didn't know. So we were saying, okay, for how many people are we doing this?
Mm.
Like 20, 30? If things go wrong, we can call parents,
yeah.
aunts, uncles, grandparents, and to fill the room. It was really beautiful because we launched the Facebook page without doing any kind of sponsorship or paid
mm-hmm.
advertisement. And as soon as we launched it, we saw the counter of likes going a little bit on and on and on without us doing anything.
Right.
And in the first event, we were in kind of a small space. It was some sort of big living room,
mm-hmm.
And the room was filled with people in 10 minutes. So we said, apparently there's the need for these people, this community, people with this kind of interest, kind of a background, to come together and talk about stuff, because service design is a relatively new discipline. There is
mm-hmm.
is a relatively new branch of design, and as it happens, I think people need to start this movement from the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's how it started.
Yeah.
So yeah, we talked about the importance of community, but on let's say when you put out such event, there is a lot of things going on behind. Like you have to organize the guest, you have to organize the space. As more and more people started to join, you started to make the spaces bigger. And everything is there, but as people behind it, how do you think it the whole thing helped you in your personal growth or something like that? Because it's also very important. Initially, you start such events, and initially there is a lot of enthusiasm. You're like, yeah, it's amazing, we're meeting new people, but you keep doing it, and now it's more than 3 years,
yeah.
2015, so more than 4 years,
yes.
And it might become some sort of work. Which becomes mechanical in a sense. So
yeah.
What do you think kept you going, and what are the values you kind of got out of this community?
Well, for me, there are a lot of values, actually, personally
mm-hmm.
speaking. I think one of the values is like to meet people
mm-hmm.
and still to contaminate my brain with new knowledge. I think
right.
it's important that for me. In the backstage situation, I think one of the values is to orchestrate things,
mm-hmm.
you know, like being very, attentive to details,
mm-hmm.
Very carefully
yeah.
with details. And I think one of the things that I have learned in all this path with Service Design Drinks is like, we started small and we are still small. We have not scaled into
mm-hmm.
a conference or something, but the community is still growing, and this is beautiful. And actually I believe after all this experience that you have to create a little dreams, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You should have a bigger dream in your
yeah.
life, but Service Design Dream was a small dream, and inside Service Design Dreams we are developing all another micro dreams
mm-hmm.
that we're like doing it. And for example, in November we were in New York, and
mm-hmm.
we made an event in collaboration with the New York Service Design Collective there,
mm-hmm.
and it was because, okay, we're doing it here, but why not to bring this soul of what we're talking about, and actually it's a very specific theme that we brought into New York. So it's like you just have to try, because nothing is impossible, and it seems like banal what I'm saying, but it's like you need to talk to people, you need to create your credibility, and something that is very important for SDD is like to tell the story of what's happening. So it's not only us, it's like have the good pictures of people, have the people faces that are why actually we work a lot with the photographic part or the video part, like to show the mood of the situation, because it's very important, I think, for people, and to empathize with people.
Right. I agree with Mariu. I want to add that for me, that I was probably the farthest from design, because I come from an engineering background.
Same here. High five.
Engineering rules. It was amazing to see how easily you got in contact with people from different backgrounds than yours, and to create a relationship, a meaningful relationship with them.
All right.
So the majority of our audience comes from the Master in Product Service System Design course at Politecnico di Milano, which
I knew
very well. It's a 2 years course, so it means that the students that were in its first year when Service Engineering Milan started now have 3-4 years of working experience. And it's amazing to see these kind of people coming to our events still after these long times, to share their experience when at first they were the one trying to, you know, get content and get experience from other people. Now they are on stage sharing their experience with others, with the new students, because it's an ever-growing community. You know, year after year, the new students come and discover this, for me, amazing place. I don't want to be used to brag, but I find this community to be very warm, and because, of course, they kind of knew each other. Once the people that were students come become the teacher, so it's kind of an amazing thing. And I watched it through some sort of external perspective, because I was not coming from a PSST course, but it's really a genuine and warm atmosphere, and this is what I love the most, probably.
Yeah, and I totally agree, because I attended from the sixth one till the last one was the education one. Like, I never missed any service design drinks for, like, let's say 1 year or something.
And that's beautiful.
And then I went to Berlin. And then it turns out service design drinks Berlin is not so much active anymore. I think they did just one event recently, but they are also part of the camp and everything.
Yeah.
So as you were talking about the New York thing, which you did recently, that is one beautiful thing, because you start with one thing and then it starts opening up new possibilities and new branches, and it transforms into something else, which is always a nice experience. So would you like to add something, which you started with the idea of bringing people together and talk about awareness around service design and new trends and new kind of challenges, and now it's developing in something more wide.
Yeah.
So anything about that?
Yeah, it's because we are curious, and I think we're living the fact that design is becoming something very weird. It's not like the product or the graphic or something, the service. You're not only doing service, you're doing very strategic things, and design is evolving in many shades. And in 2017, we started with a sort of research to talk about the evolution of the role of the designer. And we started doing this format that is called Transforming Designers, okay? And we started with Frog Design. We collaborated with Frog Design that moment. And actually, it was to bring some experts to talk about what was happening in that moment about in Italy with the buzzword service design and design, and what it meant to be a designer or to apply design in organizations. Okay, so we made something, a very wide overview about this, And we started, we talked because in that moment, historical moment, there was a lot of confusion, okay? And people and consultancies and agencies were selling design through design thinking, and that was service, so it was confusing. And then they were selling projects that the titles of the projects was the customer journey, and this is not a project, it's an output, or it's a process that we use, you know, to develop something. So it was a little bit confusion, and we wanted to understand this kind of perspective, and we did it, and it was very awesome. And we decided to make it a format yearly that we talk every year, and actually it changed every year that we talked about that. In 2018, we collaborated with Fjord, and actually it was very interesting because 2018 has, we all know, there were the main hashtags, AI, machine learning, blah, 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 and all of these kind of things. So new experiences and new assets or new resources into our human journeys that we needed to design and how we needed to deal with it. So we talked a lot about the evolution of the designer, but we talked about technology. So what happens to this? Because it's not only the language, we're not only collaborating or designing anymore with only designers, we're designing with data scientists or with tech people. And what we needed to, the aim was to understand what we needed to learn, if we needed to go very deep, or we just needed to know the right stuff. So we did it in a with transforming and technology, and we went through the Fjord trends of that year. And it started like a very curious thing. And then we decided in 2019 like to enlarge the conversation because we're only in an Italian context. And we decided to talk to New York. We were already planned to go. And we said, like, why not talking to the collective there? And we proposed to bring this conversation there. So to talk about the evolution of the designer in a New York context. And actually we're going to have our edition of Transforming Designer probably in March. And we're going to bring the insights of this year plus New York. And then we're going to bring it to our audience. The other thing that is started with the curiosity of Transforming Designers is not only there. We are started like a sort of project with it, that it's going beyond the event. And actually we created a website that is called, it's www.transformingdesigners.com, where you have information about the event, where we're aiming to scale them to other kind of cities, of other kind of countries and so on. But we created a survey, okay, where people can tell us how they are as designer, and our intention is to map the evolution of this role around the world. So we're trying to make this research or this initiative a little bit more large.
Very interesting.
What I'm particularly fond, the reason why I am particularly fond of these events is because they also kind of help define our role as a bridge between the community of students and practitioners of service design with the you know, the market of jobs and the companies and the corporations that still need to understand a little bit the role of service designers within the companies. So basically the first two editions of Transforming Designers were formed by a part of a panel discussion in which we brought companies, agencies, freelancers, and a second part of the event, who was which was constituted by some sort of recruiting session. So we basically paired designers with students or people who were looking for internship, in order for them to try and find a fit between between them. And this is an aspect that I particularly love about our role, because you know, helping members of the community to grow and find their place in the job market is I found it it's amazing.
Yeah.
Also because the community of Service Engineers Milan is an international community.
Yeah.
Even if we are, of course, bound to the local reality of this city of Italy, the community is international,
yeah,
basically. So there's also, you know, the aspect of helping people from abroad that maybe doesn't yet feel at home
right
here to find their place.
Yeah.
Which I think is nice.
Yeah, I think whatever you're doing here is very noble. Like in the beginning, it was just about starting and connect, like putting dots, and now you're connecting the dots. And the thing you are doing is like paving the way for the future who is coming. And I like that you are not only focused on the designers, but also the people who are going to give them the job, because oftentimes companies don't know what service design is and what to do with these people, and then end up doing graphic design and communication UI. And I really admire the way you are shaping the community now and shaping the way to go ahead. And it's really cool to see that.
Thank you.
I also like that you do events in Milan in English, and that's why I could be part of it, which is very nice. So where are you going ahead now? Like now 2020 is here. How do you look at it? Like where are we going? Like what are the plans or anything which you keep motivates you or...
Okay, where are the plans? The plans are to continuously bring other kind of subjects that mm-hmm. are not design driven into service design drinks. Actually, we are like talking about many, many other things that will be related. Probably people don't understand in the beginning why we're talking about these mm-hmm. subjects, but it's going to be, it's related, and it will be related when you go outside and do the work. Mm-hmm. So we're going to bring these weird subjects now, external subjects to design into design. We are building this little project of transforming designer mm-hmm. that I think we are trying to, we're understanding together with New York how to scale it.
Mm-hmm.
And like we're planning everything, and we are like we will try to make the community and the bridging concept a little bit forward
mm-hmm.
And actually we're going to work a little bit on how to really the company meets the talent
mm-hmm.
and we are like try to bring it more together even.
Yeah.
So we're planning and we're discussing many, many things to make it possible, as
yeah.
you say, to make organizations understand what these characters
mm-hmm.
do in this kind of organizations, and what are the real needs of the organizations to bring what kind of designers actually.
Right.
And actually we are working more on this, and I would like to do some other transforming designers around Europe
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to understand okay. where and so on. So yeah, a little bit continue with the same with other kind of subjects, starting new initiatives, and actually it's quite nice because we are like four members, and right now yesterday we had a beautiful meeting with two volunteers
mm-hmm.
that are like joining
mm-hmm.
the team. And it's nice because, you know, we are like trying to make or orchestrate other things to give us the time to think and how to scale this community bridging knowledge situations into other things.
Yeah.
The beautiful thing about Service Engineers Milan, I think, is that also is an independent
mm-hmm.
Community. I mean, Service Engineers are a format that are adopted internationally,
right?
But every city is you know, independent from each other. So what we're trying to do is basically challenge a little bit
mm-hmm.
having fun with the subject we decide to face in each event.
Yeah.
Even if this means you know, challenging a bit the audience with unexpected subjects. For example, in October of last year,
mm-hmm.
we paired service design and branding,
yeah.
which are apparently unrelated, but
yeah.
The thing that we try to do is show people how these two things can, you know, work with each other. And we're just trying also to have fun because Service Design Drinks Milan for me, Marium, for Chiara, for Martina is a project we carry on in our spare time because all four of us has full-time jobs. So you know, the important thing is also for us to have fun and to grow from this project by experimenting with the subject and with the kind of content we bring to people. In some sort of way, we are kind of editors and we are just trying to propose this community our point of view of all of the transformation and all of the subject that design is touching in, during these years that I think are very rich of things.
Yeah,
I mean, it's happening. A lot of things are happening around the word design that in itself is already broad, but the confluence with design and consultancy, it's very interesting. And I think this is going to be a subject that we will further develop in 2020.
Nice. It's very admirable and I really appreciate the way you have been bringing this baby together because in the beginning, as I said, it's a community building. You start the events and you all of you have your personal career going on, your personal life. And in addition to that, you are developing this service design drinks community in a really mindful way and not really just bringing guests and just doing speech and then moving on to next month. Like you're really putting in a lot of efforts and time to build idea about how you should bring community together, how you should bridge the gaps. It's really cool. These are also the things I'm learning for the first time because we don't get to talk so much because I'm usually not here. But it's cool. Like really, I really love it. I would like to ask you guys, as you have learned a lot of lessons on the way, what would you suggest somebody who is creating a community for the first time? Could be service design drinks community sort of, or any sort of community. What are like the basic things or nudges you would like to give them because you have learned through your journey?
This is a question that other people have made. And the first thing that I always say is like, realize it, make it a fact. Because sometimes these kind of things, they begin like with talks, many talks, people. So you talk and you dream and then you don't do the thing. So the thing is like, make it a fact, decide a date, join with people that really support and are passionate about what you're doing. And try to bring a new value into your context. That in that moment we really started, there was like the startup boom here. Many startups, okay? Yeah. And this is why we wanted to bring startups and consultancies, probably to also to create opportunities to them. So I think join with people that are passionate, stop talking and start doing, really doing. Bring something valuable to your context, actually. Try to understand what your context needs and bring the knowledge and the initiatives into that.
Yeah.
I would say basically the same.
Yeah.
Just try and put yourself in the world. Don't think too much. I know this kind of advice can sound stupid in some situation, but I don't think this is the case. I mean, test if there's... people interested in what you're doing, if there's people interested in meeting with each other, and the rest it will come for sure.
Experiment, failure, gain. This is the situation.
Yeah. Cool. So I don't know if you saw the video. I once made a video last year. So I wanted to also create some sort of a community where I come from. It's a small town called Dapol in India. And it was more about a creative community, like an art community. Mm-hmm. It could be any form of art, from dancing, painting, acting, photography or anything. And then when I went to India, because I usually get a very limited time every year, I went there and I launched like a small session where I just openly invited everybody to talk about creativity. And I delivered like a 45-minute speech as in like a small presentation where I was talking about how internet is bringing out creativity from people, how you can reach people through internet. And then we launched kind of like an open mic where people can just come down and present their art form. If it's a painting, then they can talk about it. And then we tried to get like a 20-minute slot where there was one local, like, because it was in a small town, we got like one local person who is really good in something, like charcoal drawing, some art teacher from a school, and he used to talk about the art for 20 minutes where he can learn, like he used to do question answer with people. And what I understood, because I couldn't be there, I had to come here, I had to create like some sort of team who could take it ahead, because I just wanted to initiate it and see if people do it, because then in such projects the role of a designer is to always have exit strategies so can community can keep growing. Mm-hmm. It's a different sort of community, and there I found it quite challenging to keep a personal motivation to these people so that they can keep doing it. Mm-hmm. So this whole story is about that. So how do you find personal motivation? As I said, as designers we get so much workload every week.
Yeah.
How do you come out on weekend? You know, like you are completely convinced that Service Design Drinks is a really nice community and everything, but how do you personally motivate yourself to like break from your daily routine and really do this?
I don't know. I don't have like a right answer to that. Actually, for me, it's the continuous curiosity that, mm-hmm. that I'm aiming, and that, you know, some things come into my head, and I think SDD is a space where I can experiment them,
yeah.
and try to apply them to see if it works, because it's not a company.
Yeah.
It's not making the any cash or money or something like that.
Right.
The people that we're dealing with, they are very up and they're very young. So I think, you know, like it's like the curiosity and the willing to experiment,
yeah.
every day. So SDD give us that,
okay.
Give us that space to do it.
I agree with Mario. I would also add there's a component of satisfaction of bringing forward a personal project.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the four of us, so of course there's no other people that can bring this on,
mm-hmm.
right now, and knowing that we are responsible of, you know, people meeting together,
yeah.
it's a really good driver, I think, to keep this thing
yeah.
thing going. And I would say also because there's a lot of talking around this kind of subject right now, there's a lot of interest from a whole set of different stakeholders, and the curiosity for me as well to see where this thing is going,
mm-hmm.
because of course it's ever changing. I think that at some point maybe things will get defined, things will get settled down, but right now is ongoing and very fluid. So trying to give our point of view, I think it's a satisfaction. It's a very nice driver.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think the weird context that we're living in is like giving us, you know, like too much to talk, too much to learn, too much to, you know, make a mess. And actually Transforming Designer was born because I work and also one of the team members work in a consultancy that is not driven by design.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like it was, we were the weird ones,
mm-hmm.
into this consultancy, and we needed to start to create the culture of design in,
mm-hmm.
something that was mixed up and we didn't understand. It's multidisciplinary, more than multidisciplinary, because we work with every kind of of competence and skill, and it was very complex, and we were like talking a lot, like to create a culture in a consultancy that is not driven by design, and then what was happening in that moment in the context, so the misunderstanding, and actually even how they were selling design, and we found out that the other kind of realities were selling design the same kind of things, and it was like, no, this is not the right,
yeah.
way. So why? We were like, this is happening, and what is happening to design? And then the context started complicating the stuff with the technology, with all the things that were happening in that moment, and it was like, and then talking to other designers and trying to understand that you could have the same background, but in practice you don't do the same stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, okay, so if we're service designer, what kind of works are you doing? What kind of work are you doing? And it's like, okay, so we're doing the same stuff with the same like mindset, but we're applying it into different kind of things.
Yeah.
And the clients, if when you work to with clients, they ask many, many different kind of things. So you have to reinvent yourself also as a designer, like every day.
Yeah.
And it was like this kind of talks and like this kind of things that we were living and say, okay, let's do an event about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the transformation of the role of the designer, because design in the past was very clear. In the 70s, the designer was the Achille Castiglioni with the product and the experimentation of the right materials to do things. Design for me right now is not it's not that anymore. It's not the Achille Castiglioni. The good design is made by the orchestration of teams, as you were talking. So many, many people mixed up. So you have to be very intelligent, have to connect the dots here, and then how to guarantee the quality of the output. So you have two works right now. And I think the designer who is a little bit brighter than ever is the one who make these kind of things happening right now.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy, it's challenging, but it's fun.
Yeah.
And I think one of the main satisfaction for us from this point of view is when during the last year, two of the main consulting companies, the kind of companies that are like very traditional in their method, contacted us because they were building their designers team within the company, and they asked for our help. So I think this is a great let's say symptom of how things are changing, of how companies are let's say hybridizing in order to adapt to a scenario which is in transformation and ever evolving. So this for us, I think, was one of the greatest satisfaction of all. Being recognized as a stakeholder that could bridge people that are studying and researching universities where you know, new stuff is happening, and the traditional world of companies and consultancies.
Awesome. Great. I'm gonna come to the same point. Like, I really like how you are creating the scene for designers, and not only through designers but companies, and how you can fit people in. Because it's one thing to be a good designer, but it's another thing to fit in the organization where you want to work. So it's amazing. Like, I really like how it's turning now. Like, very hopeful and super positive.
Thank you.
I think that's all from this episode. We talked and we touched a lot of things. It's quite amazing value addition. Super I'm super inspired.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, and thank you so much for letting me come here and shoot it, because in every episode I'm in somebody else's house and doing the episodes. It's crazy, but I like the mobility of the studio. If you want, you can tell us where we can see the work of Service Design Drinks, where you can see work of you guys, or where we can follow you or something, or Instagram or whatever. You can tell us.
Yeah. Okay. So I work in Open Knowledge. That is this management consultancy that works a lot with digital transformation. You can find me there. And if you're interested, you can also come and chat with us. You can find me in Instagram as well. It's a very peculiar situation because I have an obsession with the yellows. So all my Instagram is yellow, and it's like every day photographing, making photography of that. Also LinkedIn as well. There is the one, the professional, the boring one. And
I forget that part.
LinkedIn is true. And nothing, you can, services and drinks, www.servicedesignmilan.com and then www.transformingdesigners.com as well.
I'll put the links down below so you can find it.
Yeah, I would say the same. Well, personally, you can find me in Talent Garden. which is a very cool co-working space in Milan. And if you need any desk to sit on, if you're in the city and need to work, it's a very nice place. So you can find me physically there and digitally.
I should come there once.
Please do. And digitally, we're everywhere. Service Hendrix Milan has its own website, which Marion just told, which is of course made by ourselves, as all of the things we do. So it's simple, but I think you'll find there all the information you need to contact us, whatever for whatever you need.
Perfect, perfect. And you will have all the links down below or in the description of this podcast. And thank you so much, people.
Once again,
super, means a lot. As this channel has also grown around Service Design Drinks, from starting shooting my first event in my life with my GoPro was Service Design Drinks summer party.
You be.
And for
then,
that.
Then with this amazing camera I shot, the first event was also again Service Design Drinks.
Oh, so this is a party story.
Yeah. So it has been there.
Yeah.
So that's all, guys. Thank you for listening, or thank you for watching our beautiful faces on YouTube till the end. Means a lot. You stayed till the end. And I'll catch you in the next video, whatever it is. As you see, we have a lot of shows going on this channel. And last thing, don't forget to have fun, because having fun is the core of whatever we do. Yeah. And I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.